Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who they would like to hear as we broadcast from City Place, as we collect money, near non-perishable food items, and unwrap toys for the Salvation Army Holiday Store. They want to hear from our comptroller, Kevin Lembo, who recently won re-election. Kevin, congratulations. Good morning. How are you?
Thanks, Joe. Good morning. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Pensions in the news, and you've been very active in this. In fact, I think it's one of the reasons that you've been so popular in your job and that you take this by the horns. And we've been talking about pensions a lot, both in the campaign and now since the campaign has ended.
Yes. I mean, the unfunded liability that has grown up in the pension fund over the last couple of decades, mostly because of bad choices on the part of the state, is a real concern, and it continues to crowd out other cost centers in the budget. And so through the Malloy administration, they were one of the first administrations to actually make the minimum payment every year, which is a great first step. But it continues to be a pressure on budgets. And so attention has focused back on that, not just the state employee pension, but the teacher's retirement system as well.
Yeah, Kevin, I guess one of the problems was a lot of these were thought to be down the road. But one of the stories that caught my interest, and I think it caught yours as well, is that there are quite a few people in public safety, public health, who are getting close to the age where they could choose to retire, thereby getting their pensions, I guess. Well, what's the issue here?
So, over the years, and you'll remember this, right, because we've talked about it on the air, there have been these early retirement incentive programs that have been put in place. And I draw the parallel to those because what those do is, sound like a good idea to take down the number, the headcount in the workforce, but they put an extraordinary pressure on the pension fund, on the healthcare fund, that was not anticipated because they're, frankly, younger than we thought they would be.
Right.
Retirement. So now we've got a new phenomenon, and that is in those who retire sort of into 2022, we'll see a difference in the calculation of the cost of living increase of their pensions year over
right.
year. And without going so deep into the details because it's mind-numbing, but what that means is it's a difference and it'll be less. So will that question before the state needs to be, will that motivate eligible people to leave sooner than we had anticipated? And then what are the pressures on delivering government service at a time when we're already thousands
right.
of people down? And then what are the pressures on both the pension and the health care fund as a result? I'm sorry, the pension and the health care fund, yeah.
Does that surprise you? I think it should surprise most people listening. We assume that, government is not shrinking as far as personnel. In reality, it is.
Oh, absolutely. We're down thousands of people. And, to be frank, it was a bit of a blunt instrument that was used. I don't know that agency-by-agency, function-by-function analysis was ever done, because frankly, we need in some cases more people in one area and probably
right.
fewer people in another area, or we need to get rid of certain areas altogether. But that work is so dependent on the capacity of commissioners to really work
right.
through their organizational chart and function that it's hit or miss depending on who the commissioner is.
Kevin Lembo, the state comptroller, with us as we broadcast from City Place for the Salvation Army Holiday Store. Kevin, how much conversation have you had with the governor-elect about this topic, and how does his feelings change from the current administration?
I don't know the answer to that. I will say that the working relationship that Governor-elect Lamont and I have developed throughout the campaign and since makes me extremely hopeful that we'll be able to go forward over the term and work together to try to wrangle and solve some of these problems. So that's a good first start. As for where he is on this issue, I would leave that to him and his people to answer directly. But at a minimum, I think it's safe to say he would know that it is a concern and something that we need to plan for.
Kevin, if a new, and we will have a new legislature, which we'll be calling into action in January. Are you going to need legislative action to fix this particular problem, address this issue?
I think one of the things we can anticipate is an increase, for example, in the minimum payment that will need to go to the pension fund at a time when all of the work that's been done to stabilize the state employee retirement system is already putting pressure to increase that number in the short term so that we can get to that flat and predictable that everyone really yearns for. It's also happening at a time when the teacher's retirement system will have to really sit down and have a hard look at that. So in as much as there's new funding that will be demanded, in as much as there's going to be questions about staffing levels and how do we plug holes and do we hire new, younger, potentially cheaper people to replace those who are going, or do we shift more on consultant services, which is a common reaction on the part of government, all of that will have to be thought about and agreed to with the legislature.
Well, I'm sure once the new legislative session comes in and the new governor is sworn in, we will be in touch to talk to you about all things involving your very important office. He's our state comptroller, our friend of our show, Kevin Lembo. Kevin, thanks. Have a great holiday season.
Great. Same to you, and good luck with the toy drive.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And again, it's beyond toys.
Yeah, it's beyond toys. It's cash donations, checks, non-perishable food items.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You got money there for us?
No, she's bringing a potluck. We got this all done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.